So we finished the podcast. We back at it again. I usually don't try to keep up with the episode count, but very recently I think I became aware we're on episode 33. So it's kind of a monumental number. A lot of times, got a special guest, been pretty viral in these recent weeks. My homeboy and my Five Fingers voice, Spotty Face, Lil Turtle, man of many names. I heard him shout out a few more handles the other day. Welcome to the podcast, bro.
Pleasure. I know
it's kind of hard to just, you have some bad news, bro. I don't want to skip by it, but out of respect, I don't want to try to bring you into the conversation of it, but you shared some bad news with me on your way here, so I just want to send my condolences. Very recently, I've become very familiar with the closeness of how death can be, man, so my condolences to you, that, man. I almost was like, damn, should I tell the homie not to come? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to send that to you on behalf of myself and the staff here, too.
Appreciate that, man. Me and my family appreciate that.
And the announcement of the loss, how recent has it been? Just
like 48 hours ago. Yeah. I lost one. Unfortunately, I lost my little brother.
To the streets,
man.
To the streets. I'm just want to, like I say, send your condolences. Rest in peace to your brother. Love and respect to him. This is Facts Over Feelings, episode 33. Just wanted to get out the way. You've been, shit, for lack of a better word, you've been kicking ass on the internet lately. You've been everywhere. It's like overnight, everybody's familiar with you. And I know controversy sells.
Yeah.
You've heard it all at this point with all the controversy. Some people tend to think you might be chasing clout. I know you're pushing a lot of principle. I don't want to hash nothing old that has already gotten settled, because I know you let me know in conversations offline a couple days ago that the back and forth or the negativity between you and Brick is matured beyond what the most of us have seen.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go back, but I do want to question you about this. Yeah. There's been a very recent video of a phone call that was recorded.
Uh-huh.
And just in general, I just want to get it from your perspective. Do you believe that was a Spotty thing to do, to record that phone call?
I do.
And expound, please, because you know,
I mean,
some would think not.
Yeah, I really don't care, but you know, like in certain situations, I believe in like protecting yourself, like, you know what I'm saying, like your imagery, you know what I'm saying, your principle, everything. You get what I'm saying? So my whole thing is, I never even a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, thought it was me. Like, D-Jack had called him on three-way, you get what I'm saying? And me and a homie, Lil EC Blaze, we was already flicking it up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you see, I had the same, you know, on my page, I had the same outfit on or whatever the case is. So me and Cud was taking flicks and we was already taking videos when I got on, Cud. And Cud, like, I put it on speaker. You know what I'm saying? The little homie or whatever, he cut automatically. So I, you know what I'm saying? Like, cut automatically, you know what I'm saying? Start going up. So I, you know what I'm saying? Eventually I seen him, but you know what I'm saying? I didn't tell cut, like, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever the case was, but I'm glad he did. For the simple fact is, you know what I'm saying? Me and the homie, you know what I'm saying? We had came, at least I thought we came to a common ground, you know what I'm saying? Or the conclusion, you know what I'm saying? We was going to meet up a little later after he bust his play or whatever, you know, and we was going to hash it out. Whether, like I said, like you heard on the conversation, whether it was, you know, us to have a conversation, you know, whatever homies do, you know what I'm saying? Right. However it was, I was going to get a homie the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to do so.
Right.
The reason why I say, like, I'm glad that that it was recorded is because, you know, it was portrayed in another light. Like, you get what I'm saying? We had, you heard the conversation. So it was like, all right, we're going to leave it at this. But I was firm on my beliefs. Like, bro, like, this is the only problem that I had with you. I understand what I did. You said, well, I crossed the line, but I'm not going to be one of these internet trolls or whatever the case is. I'm going to give you action. I mean, we homies, however you want to, you know what I'm saying? Right. Not even saying necessarily it had to be violent.
Right. No, if you expounding, you're doing it for them.
Yeah, I'm
following you.
Yeah. So, for the people that know, that's where we was at with it, you know what I'm saying? But so when it didn't go as I thought it was, like, you know, where I was raised or I was brought up, you know.
You're doing this.
Yeah, yeah. A man, you know, a man's word is his signature in his mind. When you say that, I'm back automatically. I'm thinking that's what it is. Right. You get what I'm saying? So I had left it alone. 3 hours, maybe 2-3 hours later, my phone blowing up. Boo, 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 boo. You see with the voice. I'm like, what? Like, what are you talking about? He posted a video, like, going in. Like, oh, ooh, they clout chasing and this, and the third, against everything that we had just discussed. And mind you, in the video, I'm telling you the whole time, bro, if it ain't up, it ain't up. I'm not, you know, I don't do, like I said, I just did 12 years in prison, bro. I'm not with the games. Like, if it's right. not up, it's not up. I'm not about to have the world portraying, like, or us portraying to the world, right. you know, that it's a problem with me and you when it's really right. not. You get right. what I'm saying? Right. And me personally, I have no problem with saying, like, it ain't no problem, bro. Like, are we hashed it out? You know what I'm saying? So that's what that was. But he ended up coming out of video and, like, just going in, this, that, and the third. A lot of disrespectful things that I felt. So I'm like, all right, bro, that's how you feel? Like, we just had this conversation, and then, you know, it came down a pipeline. I had, bro, you know, right. the mutual party get at him. He like, oh, that was already planned to come out, or this, that. It was on a timer. Like, man, you know, I don't be understanding none of that. Mm. So my whole thing is that if that was the case, bro, it we happens, homies. Though. It does.
It happens.
But let's say, however it worked, yo, however that worked,
right.
you know what we just talked about.
Right.
Why not snatch it? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's your page. You run your page. Whoever run, hey, me and the homie, hey, cancel that. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So that's when I like, all right, nigga, you still trying to act like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And mind you, before it was already said, like, man, it's just a little internet game. I don't know no games. Like, you know, right, right. I don't play the internet. So I'm like, what? Like, you know, that's what fucked me up. So I'm like, all right, you want to play like this? Because now you playing with my energy. Like, now you playing with my name. Like, you calling me out by name and this, that, and the third. And, you know, just so I'm like, all right, fuck it then, nigga. You know? But at the same time, I do feel that that was petty. But at the same time, like, I'm protecting myself. Like, I'm a whole image out here. You get what I'm saying? So, like, it don't make it seem like it's up or you just doing this. When in actuality, you was on some humble shit. We both was.
Right.
Not saying, because I wasn't getting at him crazy. Or I wasn't disrespecting him. I was talking to him. And I thought we had a...
Yeah, from what I heard, the conversation was pretty cordial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, man, that's the homie. You get what I'm saying? So right. So as far as the homie, like, you know what I'm saying? My first thing was the homie is to, you know what I'm saying? To for us both to get a understanding and what we want out of the conversation. You get what I'm saying?
From an outsider looking in, the way that you guys have been able to start communicating and resolve that first bullshit, I can say I believe your aggression and certain choice of words probably caused it to go to a level it probably necessary wouldn't have went to had you just how we speaking now.
Yeah.
And made all those points you made about what you didn't like about what he did without using certain verbiage and calling certain names, I think the dialogue probably would have jumped off healthy. He would have responded more respectful. But I think when you called it certain shit, Buster said Mark yeah. shit. But you know, yeah. whether technically you saw it like that,
yeah.
once you get at a nigga like that, he gonna get on his, and then now we on a ride that is, you can make some sense, he can make some sense, but nobody's paying attention to that because we on this ride. And I think that's what really happened.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. And then that's why I told him as well. It's like, you know, in recent days, like I haven't talked to him, like, you know what I'm saying, since right. that phone call. But again, I've been on a campaign, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to change the narrative. Right. Like, bro, like, that's the homie.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
I appreciate you for that. Cause
yeah, like
you
like,
jumped off from the level where it was separating him. It was like a personal energy to where not that. And I know even you was stern, but I kept saying, homie, that's the homie, that's the homie. And you wasn't really, and then next I talked to you a week later, and now you saying it like that. So I salute you for even getting over whatever you was on, because you wasn't really feeling like that at first.
Yeah, I wasn't, because at the same time, like the environment I came from and how I was raised, but also it's like, I'm just, man, bro, I just like the image that I'm portrayed, like they were like, oh, he clout chasing, he doing this, he doing that. And if you don't know me, like if you from Wyoming or whatever you right. from Texas, or it might come off like that. But this everyday programming in LA, you right. get what I'm saying? But I just hate the fact that I got out of my own skin. I let my emotions, you know, get the best of me.
It happens.
You know what I'm saying? I let my emotions, I'm a man enough to admit that I let my emotions. I still feel like I wasn't wrong, but I was wrong in a way. You know, in a way that I should have. You know, that's the homie. Right. I said we should have handled that in house. So I'm gonna be a man. You know what I'm saying? And acknowledge my wrongs. I shouldn't have did that. Like, you get what I'm saying? Because just as I'm on him, as he has a black big pack for him, and perception is everything. By me being the person that I am and having my status, you know, I shouldn't have said that, because a lot of people going to take that as face value. They're going to take my word for it.
Right.
You know, they know when I say something, that's what it is. So, you know, as being one of those people, you know what I'm saying, in the upper essence line or in a pecking order, you know what I'm saying, within our community, I shouldn't have did that. So that was my bad.
I salute that, and I think that's a good note to leave that conversation on. That was beautiful. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So while we was talking that, you mentioned DeSean Jackson.
Yeah.
Can you speak to how it is to have such a high profile homie that's so down to earth, that's accessible to you, that's there for you, but he still doesn't compromise what he's accomplished? How does that feel? To be able to have access to a homie like that.
To be honest, it feel good. Like, you know, just having somebody, especially somebody who I won't say I idolize, you know what I'm saying? Because
so many have.
To the rest of the world, you know, right. that's only because of my faith.
Right.
You feel me? I believe, you know, it's only one Most High, so I'm not gonna never idolize anyone. But as far as somebody who I love to death, like, you know what I'm saying, watching, right. You know what I'm saying, right. Around the same age, like going, you know what I'm saying, NFL Hall of Famer, you know what I mean? My, not just saying that because he my homie, but my favorite wide receiver of all times, you know, being able to grow up with him, and then now I'm out and seeing his dreams coming to fruition and me living through him in prison. You get what I'm saying? Oh. So it's full circle. It's a full circle moment, and it's everything to me, you know.
Did you have a hard time getting people to believe that you knew him like that when you was down, or was it easy for you to show them that that's my peoples?
Nah, it was easy, because all the people that he was around when, you know what I'm saying, he was like, you know, them my bros as well. But I'm not gonna make it seem like me and him had the best relationship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When I was down, not saying we was beefing or anything, but like
just
that.
Just wasn't that tight, maybe.
Yeah. As far as, like, you know what I'm saying, the distance or whatever, right, the case is. But that was definitely the homie. But now it's like, that's why I respect him even more, because, you know what I'm saying, as soon as I get out, you know, this a real one.
That's,
you know,
right,
what I'm saying? But I mean, but it was that was there when I was inside, but I never utilized it, you know what I'm saying, the resources. Or, you know me, I have my own, right, motion, I have my own place. So, you know, I was doing my own thing. But now that I'm out, it came to me like, look, bro, And it's, I can't, besides my family, I can name probably on one hand how many niggas, you know what I'm saying, pulled me like, bro, like, without being happy, you know what I'm saying? Like, right, look, nigga, you know what I'm saying, put this in your pocket.
Right.
Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't happen like it used to.
Yeah, and he did that for me, and he don't know how much I appreciate that, because he don't owe me nothing, he didn't have to give me nothing, no nothing, but by him acknowledging, like, this a real homie, this a highly decorated soldier that's out, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what nobody gave you or how much money you got now, you know what I'm saying? Here go a little something, put this in your pocket, bro. If I could do more, you already know, just hit me whenever you need something.
That's
right. I appreciate that, bro.
Salute to D-Jack, Jackpot, for that, man. Yeah. That's real easy on my behalf, on my mama. Your cousin, Four Extras, went super viral. That's your cousin, right?
Yeah, that's my blood cousin, my first cousin. Our fathers is brothers.
That's deep. How does it feel to have a family member that close and a comrade at the same time, a homie? Do y'all got a special bond that, or is it just like not no big thing that it's your family member, he's just a homie?
Now, he definitely more than my homie, but I'm used to it because, like I said, we first cousins. Like, our daddies is brothers. Like, we sleeping in the same bed, like, you know what I'm saying? Sleeping at each other's house, you know what I'm saying? We thugging. I remember, you know what I'm saying, we had the chirps together, we hopping on the Metro Link, you know what I'm saying, the Blue Line, going to the, you know what I'm saying, going to the hood.
That's right.
You know, on the 105 to Vernon bus. So, you know, yeah, it's regular to me, but it's definitely a bond, you know. Me and him to always get along, you know what I'm saying? We got to go in the backyard sometime, too. We brothers, like, you know what I'm saying? We cousins, that. But we more like brothers. We always don't get along.
No, you guys have time. Two very strong personalities, so yeah. I can imagine y'all bump heads.
Yeah. But what I do get to Extras, though, when they do get serious, like, he do know, like, man, you my big cousin, like, you know what I'm saying? He never disrespectful to the point, like.
I got an opportunity to witness y'all politic, conversate a little bit, and even talk to another one of y'all G homies, and the world wouldn't believe that Extras knows how to, like, just conduct himself like a man. He hit the scene so with the Extras, people wouldn't believe that he can really just be a gentleman in politic. But yeah, Four Extras is normal, y'all. He like us. He regular. Yeah. Oh, Bobby Mama. Shout out to the homie, Nate Bug.
Man, Nate Bug.
Don't want y'all to be scared of him, because I think he scared a lot of people. I think people were just scared of his energy.
I mean, well, I'm gonna keep, man, they were scared. I mean, you know, they ain't never been around that. Another shark, a shark or a lion ain't gonna be, you know what I mean? Like, we respect the pecking order, but at the end of the day, like, I'm a shark too. You're a lion as well, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, anything beta, you know, that's on them, but everything alpha.
I like how you put that.
Yeah, you know, we you know, we don't, that ain't nothing. That's normal to us.
Did you have a relationship with Lupe?
Before I got out or right now?
Or now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So what's the update on her health? Any update on her health?
She actually in recovery right now.
Praying for you, Lupe.
Yeah, she getting stronger. So, you know, after the little mild stroke or whatever, she has to, you know, go through the motions or whatever, you know.
Therapy and things. Mm-hmm.
PT, physical therapy, and to get her sides back all the way. Mm. She's not far as gone as it could have been way worse, bro.
Hey, man.
It could have been way worse.
I text you, Lupe. I don't know if you just down off your phone right now, but I text you some prayers, and I'm still praying for you, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, and also with that, I had it in my story. I'm gonna repost it. You know, not saying that she broke or anything like that, but you know, anything to help for the medical expenses.
Oh, yeah,
it's
definitely
hard out here, man, and it's expensive, especially when you're doing it out of your own pocket.
Yes.
So I'm gonna have that up as well. You know, go donate to the Cash App or whatever, or hit her page directly and see how you can help her, you know, with her medical bills.
By the time this comes out, we might be able to have it flash on the screen. That'll be spotty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my. How about Crip Mac? Any idea what the homie situation looking like?
Well, when I holler at him, I really don't be hollering at him, like, you know what I'm saying, about that, you know? It just be passing, like, what's up, bro? Keep your head up. You know, we got you out there, whatever the case is, you know? I don't really get too political, because, you know, he on that Federati phone. That ain't a secure line, so I don't even be trying to say my name on there. You know, right. give him a couple oops and a couple woody woots, right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm out of there, you know?
Right. Can you just give the world your general overall thoughts on Crip Mac? People have their opinions. You have a reputation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've connected myself to Crip Mac in a ways where I don't pass no judgment on him. So I've explained why. I would just like to hear your perspective as to why you got love for Crip Mac.
I got a lot of love and respect for Crip Mac because he didn't quit. Mm. You know, it was times, you know, like I said, I watched him in prison go viral. I didn't know Crip Mac personally, you know, when I was out or whatever the case is. But I seen his flaws, I seen his mistakes that he made, but he was man enough to stand on them. You get what I'm saying? Go in that backyard, you know what I'm saying, and clean it up. A lot of people, when they deal with adverse situations or deal with, you know what I'm saying, any type of discrepancies or any type of backlash like that, they fold. Let me get up out of here. Now I'm not pulling up. When it was an issue, he pulled up. He knew what he had coming. So to face that head on, to me, that I respect about him. Everybody don't always start off strong like everybody else do. Not saying that the homie never started off strong. My whole thing is everybody fuck up. Everybody mess up. Everybody sins. But nobody's bigger than, you know what I'm saying? We all men at the same time. Everybody fuck up. Everybody did some bullshit. It's just probably some got caught and some didn't. Right. You get what I'm saying? So my whole thing is I know a lot of people who started off strong. They on SNY yards right now. I know a lot of, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people who killed 50 people. You dig what I'm saying? They went out bad. They didn't snitch. They didn't fuck. You know what I'm saying? Not to try to justify any frivolous bullshit that he might have did, but my whole thing is he stood on that. Like, I fucked up. Like, give me what I got coming.
Right.
And he's still there. And he represent the homies, our community, you know what I'm saying? to the max, bro. He got right. The old school heart. That's what I love about him, the Mac. Like, he right. got that 80s, that early 90s, mid 90s soul, early thought. You know what I'm saying? Like,
my khakis on in the spirit of Crip Mac.
Bro, you gotta love him. If you a homie, yeah. you gotta love him, bro. Even if you from the other side, like, man, I don't get along with them dudes, but they got one.
Yeah, I don't think as much as they might have initially. I don't think the Orange Boys hate him like that. I think they kind of take it like a. I think they kind of get it. I don't think they hate him. I mean, he wanted to run it in a system when they see him, but as far as out here thinking he top up, I doubt he's far from that.
No, he definitely, I'll disagree.
Okay, you disagree?
I disagree because.
Let me stop before I forget. 1217 Entertainment. Shout out my boy Kev, Tattoo and Danny. Stay tuned. Big things coming. Go ahead.
Yeah, I disagree because the homie been he too viral. He been viral for a long. He on for the homies. Mm. And only that, he put that on his forehead. So, you know, they like, even if you wasn't like that, you know how it be. Like,
right. If you see that, it's like.
He the nigga with the clout.
He is a trophy. You right.
He is a trophy. You know what I mean? He face of a whole street, 55th.
You right. But then at the end car, he like it's on.
Come on, that's that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's gonna hurt everybody. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, he definitely a trophy.
I saw recently, it's like he relinked back up with 600. I think 600 say he gonna be his everyday security when he get out. What you think about that?
So I think it's dope.
Good idea.
Anytime two men can set aside their differences, you know what I'm saying? They come together and get some of this money. You know what I'm saying? I think it's dope. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
That's right. Salute to them, man. Hope that works out in both of their favor.
Yeah, shout out 600 and Crip Mac.
Yeah, night boy. I seen you do some rapping, man. You still doing the rap thing?
But it's like I said, I've been dealing with so much and so much. Like I said, like even to adjusting in the world and, you know, being a father, you know, being a brother. Like I lost my mom June 3rd. Last year, three weeks before I got out, so I'm mourning over that.
They delayed the services so you can attend.
They did.
That's right. Yeah. Bless your mama heart. Bless her soul. My condolences. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Me and my family definitely appreciate that. So I'm still dealing with that, and then it's like the adjustment, you know, and then the overnight sensation, you know, all that. So it's like I do that, but that just, it's crazy because it pushed me in another path. You know what I'm saying? It pushed me in a path that I really wanted to go faster than what I was, you know, than I was expecting.
I'm trying to get a lot of conversation out before I get to what I really want to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
So I know people probably think I got Sporty Face here because Sporty Face blew up on some controversy and some bullshit.
Yeah.
On my mom, you done been on the black box. Yeah. You've been in it and you've been on it.
Yeah.
I brought you here because I'm extremely impressed with some of the latest controversy you found yourself in that's not online.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I've heard about these type of programs for years and years. I find other people getting involved and it seems like it's always bigger than me and they know this and they know that.
Yeah.
And for you not to know nothing other than there's resources available based on geographics.
Yeah.
And you feel like it should be some, you did some investigating and I'm just gonna summarize it, but I want you to tell the story after I summarize it. So you were interested in tapping into what type of funds was available in your neighborhood, similar to the grid or the grid or things of that nature.
Uh-huh.
In the process, you talked to my G homie, PP.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave you the direction that maybe you need to holler at Big U.
Yeah.
You hollered at Big U. And once you got at Big U, like, cuz, I'm trying to see what's happening with the 40s. I'm under the impression that you got to say so with this bread and all that.
Yeah.
And he told you that's not so. And please tell us what took place from that point.
Yeah, all right. So first of all, yeah, everything you said was correct. So I just want to iterate, like, yeah,
tell it in your words. Go ahead.
So long story short, my big relative, big Psych from Swans, he's in the gang intervention. You know what I'm saying? Highly decorated Damu or whatever the case is. This is my real
shout out to him.
Yeah. So I tell him my interest, but since I've been out, he been trying to get me in for extras down there to PP, like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, to chapter two or whatever the case is. Like, man, this y'all the poster boys of this shit, man. Mm. Y'all come in, been here, you know what I'm saying? This, that, and the third. We need y'all in here. So, you know, I'm like, since this, like I told you, like the like thing, it pushed me forward because I been want to do ministry. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was outreach or whatever.
You
case
fuck
is.
Me up when you say that word, bro. Yeah. You do not. You fucking the world up because we the way you hit the scene with the content and you just you got this passion for ministry. It's like go ahead, break bread.
Yeah. So I been one of my biggest passions is ministry. So. It's different type of ministries. I always wanted to, you know, to help the youth, the outreach, whatever my community. You get what I'm saying? So not necessarily preaching or on a pulpit, none of that. You know what I'm saying? But as far as having a testimony and feeling like I could reach the youth or even different men or even women.
Right.
So long story short, so my relative, he got me on the phone with PP. He like, man, come, you know what I'm saying, 10 o'clock or whatever the case is. I go up there, long story short. I get up there, he like, well, all the slots is filled. You know what I'm saying? This really like, we can get it. You put in the app, fill out the app, or whatever the case is, we have something for you. We'll call you. But you know, this is a predominantly east side, you know what I'm saying? East side
situation.
Situation. What I understand, I'm like, all right. But he like, listen, I think, you know what I'm saying? Big such and such, he got the thing for he got y'all grid or whatever the case is. I'm like, oh, is that right? So I'm like, boom. I call down there, I don't get no answer. So I call somebody that's close with him. I'm like, hey, look, bro, they saying, you know what I'm saying, big bro, he got this or whatever the case is. Tap in with him. I'm on my way up there. You know what I'm saying? So he like, hold on before you get up there. I don't want you to get up there. I don't want you to get up there, man. You be pressing people. And so right. I'm like, but at this time, I'm like, listen, I'm out. Like, I don't know nobody but one homie, maybe two, that do this type of work. Right. So I'm like, but I know his resources, you know what I'm saying? I know his resources. They supposed to have an office or something. So I'm like, hold up. If he got that, bro, I'm on my way down there. So I'm on my way down there to Chris R. Slauson. And my big homie, one of my G homies, he called me like, look, that ain't who got it. It's coming down a pipeline right now. Who got it? So I'm like, if he ain't got it, who got it? So when it comes to my phone, it say VOA. I'm like, what the fuck is VOA? Like, I never heard into anything like this. Right. So VOA, like, so I look it up. It's Volunteers of America. When you look up the picture on the internet, it got Asian. You know what I'm saying? Asian people popping up. Not I have anything wrong with
Asians.
Against Asians. But when I think, I'm like, the contract for my hood is in the inner city, which is Leimert Park, Crenshaw District, South Central LA, West Side. All black.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hispanic. We got a Hispanic community, but that's the only other community we got. Black and Hispanic. Them the only communities. You get what I'm saying?
Right,
but my section, like Leimert Park, that's predominantly black.
Of course.
You get what I'm saying? So I'm like, how does Asian, like, I'm like, what? I automatically just beamed, bro. Like what? And I'm like, man, how the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying?
You called me. You was hot. I wanted to get on the team and get out in the streets and do whatever we need to do right now. But go ahead. Bro, keep building.
Bro, I was really beaming. So I'm getting to my homies, like you dumbass niggas, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just keep it apart. Like, man, you dumbass niggas, you niggas out here, like, you know what I'm saying? Such and such, say that. Like, I'm like, y'all ain't know the whole time, like, you know what I'm saying? So that got me mad. Like, bro, I just did 12 years, like, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homies and all that, but I did the first thing.
Free,
like,
all the real homies.
The first thing that came to my mind is that when they say, if you don't want a black person to know nothing,
put it in the book.
Put it in the book, bro. Ooh. And it fucked me up because you know I'm pro my people, and you know it's like that narrative or that, you know what I'm saying, or that stereotype. I'm like, man, is it? Come on, bro. Like, we fit in the description. So I'm mad at them. So I get that settled. So I already tell them automatically, hey, I'm going after that contract, bro. Like, these is people, not even a color. These people, you know what I'm saying, have our community. Getting all the
resources.
They're
not a part of the community. Damn the color, they're not us.
I'm saying the color too.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? It would hurt less. It would hurt less. You know what I'm saying? If some brothers, you know what I'm saying, had it, but it hurt even worse.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? That it's people not even our color. You know what I'm saying? And coming and extracting all our resources out of our community.
Were you able to locate anything that these people had established to benefit the community?
No. So doing my research, I found two of my older homies that's actually employed by them. So they only have, if most people don't know, I have one of the biggest geographical neighborhoods in LA County. So, you know, it's Crenshaw the 5th, King the damn near 50th. You know, so you talking about all that, it's covered. So that's tens of millions of dollars, bro. And you only got two people that's from that community employed. Not only that, they employed, but they're on a minimum wage salary.
In what capacity? Employed to do what? Is it just like fluff job? I don't want to blow nobody's spot up, but is it damn just two people regardless?
And then my G homie, he said, bro, I've been trying to find out for 4 years, bro. Wow. You think I ain't been out here fighting? Cause I'm like, nigga, what? He like, little homie, young homie. This what I've been, you speaking to the choir. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to find, I'm like, well, how? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, bro, we got to get this together. I'm like, how much they pay you? He like, I only get 40 a week, bro. You know what I'm saying? And they paying a nigga like a dub. I'm like, what? Like, nigga, dub, they making that at McDonald's. So you telling me that it's only two people out of my whole neighborhood, bro? And they getting tens of millions of dollars? Where's the school drives at? Where's the Christmas programs? Where the back to school programs at? You get what I'm saying?
Where, we need answers.
Yeah. Mine's disrespectfully.
And I second that.
Yeah. Where's the office at? Where's this money going to when people like myself get out of jail, and you know we can go help these youth. Where the crossing guard people? Where's the people that's hired? You know what I'm saying, to make sure the kids is getting to school back and forth safely. Where are the people employed at to make sure the old women ain't getting their pocketbooks stolen or nothing like that, or just for it to go around? These are the people that who's supposed to be employed. These are the people who the money is supposed to be issued to. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
If you have a death in your family, like I just had, unfortunately, what if people ain't got the money to bury their face? It's hard out here and it's expensive. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Those be the type of programs that, like the PPs and the Big U, you can go to their programs and get this type of funding because they have it available.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? They doing right by their contracts. They doing right, you know what I'm saying, by the community.
Right.
We have nothing to show for that. And not only that, they get intense. So basically, to me, it's a big Ponzi scheme.
I agree.
And not only that, if you see like when I came out with it, a lot of people was in the comments like, oh, VOA, they got this, they own halfway houses out here, way in Maryland and in New York, and this, oh, so this is a big corporation. If a lot of people don't know what's going on in LA right now, what they do, what they're trying to do, they're trying to turn it to New York City. Anytime somebody sells something, anytime they try to sell something, or the moms and pop stores, they get, or your family, your grandma sell her house, they knock it down and build apartments. That's what they do. They build it up. You know what I'm saying? Ever since they've been building the stadiums and all that over there.
Downtown, you see that a lot,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but in South Central, it don't look like South Central no more. Bro, they got condominiums in townhomes.
And watts.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So what they do is, not only they extracting our resources and not giving us nothing, how they been doing this for ages, and even after they extracting all the resources, but they, what they doing with their corporations, they gobbling up all the convenience stores. Now that's why you see around LA at 7-Elevens and Circle K's and all this, they gobble up, put it at the beauty salons and the beauty, they gobble up all that. Nobody's hired in the other community, and then they build these developing apartments, and then they raise the rent and gentrify, you know what I'm saying, our neighborhood.
I've often spoke to the disdain I feel when I realize, when I walk out my house, how difficult it is to spend a dollar with a black person right in my community.
Can't find it.
Yeah, I feel like.
Can't find it.
You look, when you really reflect on that, it feels like it's something being done to us.
It is.
It's not an accident that we stumbled up in the position where all these others are right here in our community. They drive in to get our money and leave every day.
That's a fact.
They want no other part of the community. That's it.
That's a fact. And it's so sad to me, like it broke my heart, bro. Like what? Like these? Like how dare you? Like don't nobody? Like y'all not even in to be a corporation? Somebody of that community needs to have that them resources.
Why is it that if we have a PP, we have a Big U, we got Skip Townsend, we got your people from Swan,
all of that Skip as well.
Shout out to Skip too.
Yeah.
Why isn't it more automatic that the rest of these pockets that are available, why are we not turning each other on and making sure somebody's in position to have it? How do we allow this big void to be filled up by some agents? Shout out to the agents, but how do we allow that to happen when this is here for us?
I have no idea, but it truly broke my heart when they said that. Like
feel it's correctable?
Yeah, they're gonna have to relinquish that. They're gonna have to relinquish that contract, because like I said, I'm putting everything behind it. I'm going public with it. Not only that, I just recently filed to get the proper paperwork to go get her a contract.
That's what I'm talking about, my nigga.
Yeah, that's
you said
that's
D-Jack is supporting you.
Yeah, him.
Shout out to Jack for that.
Yeah, you know he's.
But see, this is the thing. You got a nigga just did 12 years,
mm-hmm.
stumped down, nigga, with all the bullshit. But a nigga that has matured, he's into ministry, but then he's also willing to put his energy into something bigger than himself, something that seems impossible to a lot of people. Something that's political in a lot of ways. I salute that because they want to knock us down and say all we is the bullshit.
Yeah.
But it shows that energy that can be bottled up and directed to some bullshit can also be bottled up and directed to something positive. And exactly. I'm anxious to do whatever I can to support and see how far this go because that's some bullshit, bro. We couldn't go in their communities and do nothing like
nothing,
that.
Bro, nothing. You're not even going to see one black-owned business in Koreatown, bro. It's sold up to the point we ain't. Everybody got a community, whether it's Miami, New York, L.A., Chicago. Everybody got it. They got a little Italy, Tokyo, Koreatown, and all. We're a little Africa. Our little Africa is projects.
Yeah.
That we cut apartment builders. We talking about a whole district, you know what I'm saying, of just people who community and they build it. They tore ours down in Tulsa. You feel me? Black Wall Street.
They got sections of Gardena where the whole, for blocks, you don't see no English.
Yeah.
It's the Asian letters.
Yeah.
They don't want your money. They don't care if you can understand. Exactly. Don't come in here. We don't need it.
Jewish community.
The
Hispanics doing that as well, too. The Mexican. They ain't even got, you know what I'm saying, Little Mexico. You go to Linwood right there, that's Mexico Plaza, nigga.
You're right.
You ain't got nowhere they saying, nigga, that's Africa.
You're right.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Or this, whatever you want to be called. Hebrew, you know what I'm saying? Which I am, you know what I'm saying? Africa, whatever. Muslim, that you and you. Show me a place where they got that, bro.
Expound on that a little bit, your religious convictions. How long have you considered yourself a religious man, and exactly what religion do you support or that you're a part of?
Yeah, so I really don't consider myself religious. It's faith.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I've been in the truth like 4 years now.
Okay.
Which is, you know what I'm saying, Hebrew Israelite. I feel like it's not a religion. You know, we believe it's not a religion. It's who we are as people.
I don't know if it's a stereotype, but you look like one of them niggas. My bad, but I can see you like you fit in with them. But go ahead. Salute to them.
Yeah, so.
I like a lot of things I hear them say.
Yeah, so pretty much, you know, to sum it up, you know, we believe we are the true children of Israel, you know. The person who y'all call Jesus, the Christians, we believe he black, you know what I'm saying? And it's the different names or whatever.
The Bible was written about us. That's our book.
Yeah, for sure. If you're a person of faith, the Bible, I don't care what Bible you read, it's going to tell you, it's going to point to you that all them people was black. They was of color. That's a fact. Mm. You know, that is a fact. So I know who I am, you know what I'm saying? I'm gracious, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud, you know, so, and that's what I push.
So is it to be believed that somehow along the way, us as our colored people did something that God was displeased with, and that's why our plight upon the earth has been such treacherous?
That's a fact. Our ancestors, it's in the Bible. We broke the covenant. And that's why in the Bible it's gonna say your people will suffer for 300 years. Well, like the Bible is prophecy. Mm-hmm. If you read the Bible, it's gonna point everything to people of color. You get what I'm saying? He said, "I'm 300 years. You're gonna suffer. I'm gonna send you to a foreign land with a yoke of iron around your chains on a ship." Mm-hmm. Name other what other nationality that had the yoke of iron? You know what the yoke of iron is, right? Remember on the slave ships?
Yeah,
they had
some big ass. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So. It's to me, I done read the Quran, you know, shout out to my mother's brothers as well. You know, we had a lot of same beliefs as well. You know what I'm saying? But it points to us.
When you first used the phrase Most High, that's what I thought. That's why I said religion at first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what it do. I salute that because for the fact
my life.
You,
changed my life, bro. My whole
balance.
To be honest, if I never came into truth, if I never came into the truth, bro, I would have never had the perspective. I would have never had the perspective that I have today, bro. Mm. And the perspective I had today is so much more. And so I feel like it's everything, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it gave me a different perspective.
You come across
everything.
Somewhat militant. Is that due to the spiritualism, or have you always been like that with your structure from jailing and shit coming up?
Well, I would say I would always have some militant instincts because, like I said, all my uncles, even Foesha's father, was a Black Panther.
Okay,
you get what I'm saying? But at the same time, like as far as like I wouldn't say like once I start game banging, I was militant. Nah, I was young, dumb, wild. But when I went to the pen, I learned more structure. You get what I'm saying? So I learned the structure as how to move and maneuver. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. But as far as my military, it do comes from my faith. It do because I know the bigger picture and I know what's going on. We under attack out here. You get what I'm saying? They pin us against each other, bro. It's like once I came into the truth and I really learned who I was and I see it. It's just like, nah, bro, y'all not about to trick me, bro. Like, I don't care if a motherfucker from Hoover, I don't care if you from A-Tray. Cause I start looking at it different. Like, nigga, these my brothers, bro. You not, I see the things, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then we get together and it's always the government or somebody else turning us against each other. You get what I'm saying? I just never wanted, once I was like, hell no, fuck that. Because at the end of the day, even when the nigga was on the yard, bro, like when I went to the hole, like, you know, you got to get your property first. When I went to the hole on the riot and it was, you know what I'm saying? Brothers already back there. You know who the first one? Hey, Turtle, Spody, hey, nigga, you hungry?
Like, and that's this nigga, man, be bro, just humans.
Come on,
yes.
Bro. This a nigga from Hoover. This is my worst enemy. A nigga from trouble. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm
on that
to shoot.
Subject, I saw the little nigga Treyway from Hoover.
Yeah.
Super turned up last few years.
Yeah.
Dissing all that, dissing his name and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a clip of him the other day online, and he